You're listening to SBS News.
There are calls for the federal government to review English entry requirements at Australian universities amid concerns international students are falling behind. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has written to the Victorian branch of the National Tertiary Education Union, saying he will urge the Morrison government to make changes. Under current requirements, those wanting a student visa need a score of at least 5.5 out of 9 in the International English Language Testing System. Most universities require students with a score of between 6 and 7, but the government will grant a student a visa with a score of 4.5, classified as limited or modest grasp of English, if the student enrolls in a 20-week intensive English course. While students need to pass that course, they do not need to resit the language test. Victoria's Acting Minister for Higher Education, James Molino, has issued a statement saying it's compromising international students' ability to learn in Australia.
International students are a vital part of Victoria's education system, but it's concerning that some students are enrolled in courses without adequate English language skills to complete them. This isn't fair to either those students or the teaching staff, which is why we'll look at raising this issue at a federal level.
But Federal Education Minister Dan Tehan has issued his own written statement. In it, he says it's the responsibility of universities to ensure their students have adequate language skills.
You can judge the quality of Australia's sector by the number of international students that we attract, with the British-based Centre for Global Higher Education predicting Australia will leapfrog the UK to become the world's second most popular destination for international students this year. Universities are responsible for ensuring the students they enrol have the language skills to participate fully in their education and meeting the requirements of the Higher Education Standards Framework 2015.
National President of the National Tertiary Education Union, Dr. Alison Barnes, says federal funding cuts to the university sector have not helped the situation, with fewer staff available to help students. But she agrees the onus remains on the universities.
Australian universities are autonomous, self-accrediting institutions, and they are responsible for setting their own standards. So we're calling on universities to act responsibly when it comes to enrolling students. You could achieve this through universities setting higher entry standards for both domestic and international students, and having more staff to provide additional learning and or pastoral care or support for students who are struggling.
But International Education Association of Australia Chief Executive Phil Honeywood says universities already set high English standards for international students.
Australia already has some of the most stringent English language entry requirements for any post-secondary education in the world. Our top regulations in this area are the envy of countries such as Canada, New Zealand, and the UK, who we actively compete with. The regulations that have applied to ensure that the quality control and the international high level of academic understanding of Australia's system are very, very strong and have to be strong.
The Council of International Students Australia says it would welcome a review of English language entry levels for student visas, but Council spokesman Manfred Melitzen says the universities also need to play their part.
I think it's on the both sides. They would have to work together on this one, definitely. So, because it's just not only by the university or by the government, because obviously the university is looking of getting more students for them, but at the same time they have to keep their quality of education on a high level. And same with the government, because obviously government wants successful graduates.
Mr. Melitzen is currently studying in Darwin after moving from Estonia. He grew up learning English at primary and high school, so he says his language skills have not compromised his university education. But he says for international students who are not proficient in English, it can lead to problems.
So this puts an impact on the mental health. So the number of students would suffer from anxiety, depression, and even, I'm not a psychologist, but I can sense that among students. And there's a problem with slowed learning settings then, where students struggle to understand in lessons or participate in group work, and many actually struggle with the assignments, often working twice as hard as they should be.
The International Education Association of Australia's Phil Honeywood says international students themselves also have a role to play.
they often make the mistake of sharing accommodation with students from the same nationality and therefore speaking the same language and not English in their shared accommodation. So there's an element of personal responsibility combined with education providers having the primary responsibility when it comes to ensuring their students are meeting the standards that Australia very stringently applies.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.